There are still questions about those attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week and how a conflict with Iran might threaten oil supplies. A review: Iran is under sanctions, so allies of the U.S. aren't buying its oil for fear of penalties. The same is true of Venezuela. So with so much supply either threatened or offline, oil prices should be high. Instead, at about $60 a barrel, oil is down nearly 20% from where it was just last April, 2 months ago. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hello there, Robin.
So after these oil tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman last week, oil prices jumped. We know that about a third of all seaborne crude flows through that part of the world.
Yep.
There was some concern, you know, about what could get through. Now prices have fallen again. Why?
Well, there are a few things going on. One is that, you know, the president has said something different than his advisors have about those attacks. At one point, the U.S. has released evidence that they believe Iran hit these Japanese tankers. Mm-hmm. Then the president has come out and called the attacks very minor. America is now sending more troops to the Middle East. So on one hand, that feels like an escalation. But if you're an oil producing country, you're thinking, oh, wow, great. There are going to be more troops here so our ships can get through. Keep in mind that Arabian Gulf, the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, it's a very narrow strait. And mm-hmm. all that oil that goes from much of the oil that goes to the Middle East goes out that way. So this always happens. When there are increased threats with Iran, the price goes up. And then when the threats decrease a little bit, like they have in the last 24 hours or so, you see the price coming back down.
Well, we also see this glut. How much of it is because of the falling demand? And how much is it because of increased supply because of new sources like shale fracking?
Yeah. This is interesting. Oil prices, there are two kinds of prices for oil. There's the U.S. price and there's the global price. Let's talk about the global price because that's what we're talking about, being about $60 a barrel. It has been as low as about 59 and as high as about 72 in the last month. Now, when you think about what it costs to frack in the United States, oil has to be at the 60 or higher point. If it's lower than that, American producers pull back on their production. You know, drilling oil in the ground, a hole in the ground and getting oil in Texas is much cheaper, but most of our oil is now fracking. So the Saudis and OPEC want oil to be high enough that they can make a lot of money, but not so high that the U.S. starts producing too much oil. So this price of oil, 62, 63 bucks to 65, almost to $70, that tends to be a pretty good amount, and there is a bit of an oversupply. So the OPEC countries are now thinking about pulling that back a little bit.
Well, just to let us know then, because Saudi Arabia announced this week it's going to cut its oil supply to try to boost prices.
Yes.
And it's calling on other OPEC countries to do the same thing. So where does that get into, you know, a trouble area if we want to keep the prices at around where they are?
So it's always hard to tell, but $70, even $80 doesn't tend to be a trouble area for oil. Once you get past 100, which, by the way, these mm-hmm. countries that make yeah. most of their money from oil would really enjoy, people start to change their driving habits. People start to buy cars that are, you know, lower right. fuel. So at the moment, we're not in a trouble area. The Saudis and OPEC would like oil to be a little higher than it is. So would the Americans. Probably the next 10 bucks or so a barrel, it's not going to undermine anything.
Right. They don't want people not buying it.
Correct.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent. As always, thank you.
My pleasure.